Hi, I'm Shannon Lin. I'm one of the marketing coordinators at Asians Magazine. Asians Magazine is an online Asian American women's magazine. We also have a new social network called MyAsians.com. Our mission is to entertain, inform, and connect Asian American women to the rest of the world. Anyone can join if you're Asian, Asian American, or if you simply love Asian culture. We have over 1,500 active profiles around the world. It's a very up-and-coming magazine that was founded at the NYU Stern School of Business in 2003 by Jamie Moran. And it has already won numerous entrepreneurial awards. Obviously, in this day and age, we're lacking Asian American magazines, and Asians Magazine is a perfect example of one of the best. It was created online to test the hard copy market, but obviously there was a shift online, and we're taking advantage of that aspect, and probably soon there will be the hard copy, but for now it's great online. And it targets the age range of 18 to 24 years old. Now, there are so many wonderful things in store. As you can see, there have been numerous interviews with celebrities, such as Gong Li and the upcoming Aishwarya Rai. And there are so many wonderful things about Asians Magazine. I personally have loved it so much, and it's a wonderful experience. Anyone who is able to log on and join the community will have a wonderful time. Now, we have a presentation for you. We will go into more detail about how it came about, who we are, and where we are going.
Hello. Okay, we have a great presentation for you. This is our cover this month. It's Aishwarya Rai, and she is in the new movie Provoked, about this woman from London who set her husband's feet on fire because he was abusing her. It's a really good movie, and we thought it was a great inspiration for Asian American and Asian women all over the world. So if you can log on and check out the interview, and we also interviewed Karen David, who did the musical score for the movie as well. So that's the cover. That's Asians Magazine and My Asians, which is a social network. Asians Magazine caters to the Asian American women's population. There's 13 million Asian Americans, and 51% are women. Our target age range is 18 to 24 year old women. They're English speaking. They really have their stuff together. They take care of themselves. They're very career oriented. They want to do well, and basically, you know, they like to take care of themselves, and they have all their stuff going on. We have really great columnists, Yoshiko, who actually went to Stern Business School as well. She is an entrepreneur, and she started a skincare line called Jahara Skincare. So she does the whole skincare column. She also has like a master's in biotechnology, and I think a PhD in something. So she does all our skincare lines. She is half Asian, and she does all great skincare tips for the Asian skin. Motoko, who's a celebrity fashion, she does celebrity makeup. She's done everybody. She did the guy, all the people from Heroes. She did Z Zhang for the Golden Globes, and she does great makeup tips, particularly for the Asian face. Kiko Aoki, she does a lot of the culture. She's actually married to Rocky Aoki from Benihana, so she goes back and forth from the United States and Japan frequently. So she brings back a lot of cultural things from Japan. Jilling, who's our Fulbright scholar, she does a lot of, she's in China, so she does a lot of things that are going on in China right now, and brings it back to the 18 to 24 year olds, all kinds of things that she thinks would be of interest to that demographic. Anna Wong, who's a celebrity fitness trainer, she does all kinds of celebrities, and she takes what she puts into like a fitness regimen and puts it together each month for a column for us. Melody, she does all kinds of different Asian ingredients. Each month she'll pick an ingredient that's Asian and do a recipe. And then we have Sandra Fay, who does a Sex in the City. She's Asian American. She lives in New York, and she's single, and she does a bunch of dating stories. So those are like the top columnists. We have many more, so if you guys want to check it out. But these are the best ones, and they get a lot of the traffic, and it's one of the they're the more popular columns in the magazine. But we have, you know, all kinds. We have a lot of different freelancers who do all kinds of articles that are targeted to the 18 to 24-year-olds. As Shannon said, this was started at NYU Stern as business school students. It was conceived in the spring of 2003. It didn't really get going until 2004. We finally got it put together, and we were able to submit it into the business plan competition. We became a finalist in the business plan competition, and we were told by numerous judges to not give it up, that it's a great idea, and that there's a need, and to keep going, and they'll help us out as much as they can. So we kept going. In 2005, then we were selected into the Insight program, which is a joint group by Columbia and NYU Business School students for technology entrepreneurs. So we were selected into that in the fall of 2005, and that actually brought us even more exposure to, you know, different types of financers, the same market. It was written up in a couple of business magazines as well. And then during this time, too, we also decided to start building our network, our social network called My Asians, which is something you've kind of never seen before. It's in beta still, but the functionality is almost completely built, and it's going to be integrated into the magazine. You can go to asiansmagazine.com/profiles and check out all the girls that have logged on. There's 1,500 already, even though we haven't promoted it yet. We're going to go on a promotional tour next year. It's called My Asians. And you'll be able to, what's cool about it is you'll be able to, like, different articles, you'll be able to, you know, find people that have the same interests as you, and we have, like, a lot of things in store, but we're going to save that for once it's built and we start the promotional tour. We don't want to give too much away yet. What's great already, too, is the great interviews that we've had, that we were able to meet a lot of these celebrities that we've never thought we'd actually meet, who are actually subjects for the magazine. Like, our favorite show is Top Chef on Bravo. We interviewed Leanne, who actually became a fan favorite of the show. Gong Li, we interviewed her, and Yan Jimu, who is the director of The Curse of the Golden Flower. He also directed numerous Chinese films, House of Flying Daggers, all those other, like, amazing cinematography movies. He's also directing the 2008 opening and closing ceremonies of the Beijing Olympics, so you can get a little bit more of an idea who he is. And then at the bottom, we always interview Bai Ling. Audrey Kwok, she was the only Asian Sports Illustrated supermodel. She was our April cover last year. And then Anne Watanabe, who's a supermodel, is Ken Watanabe, the actor's daughter. So, and also Chloe Dow from Project Runway. It's just great because since there aren't that many Asian magazines out there, it's great to get these subjects. They're happy to be interviewed. And it's like, we never knew Chloe Dow. We interviewed her like 2 weeks into the Project Runway show, and then she turned out to be the winner. So it was amazing that we were able to get her. Okay, where we are today, we get 2 million hits per month from all over the world. Majority is the United States. We already have 1,500 profiles of My Asians all over the world, so you should log in, like Vietnam, China, Singapore, Indonesia, and then all over the United States, some places I've never even heard of, like Louisiana, Wisconsin. it's interesting to meet people all over the world. Although Wisconsin has a high Asian American population. And we update it monthly, and then we add new articles weekly. And sometimes, we add multiple articles during the week. And obviously, as this grows, we want to get articles are eventually going to be added daily, and then a couple times per day. Where we're going, well, as I said earlier, we're going to fully launch MyAsiance. That entails like all different functions. We have a really, really very creative and experienced web team. I'm really lucky that they were able to get this up and running in, you know, part time in a year. So they're coming on full time very soon. We're going to do our promotional tour where we're going to discuss and promote MyAsiance and all its functionality fully. We also want to get job postings for Asian Americans. We're working with a company now that is pitching to Fortune 500 companies specific jobs for Asian Americans, and we're going to be able to offer that to you guys as well. So I'm interested to see how that goes. Maybe we can get like investment banks. Instead of being recruited through college, you guys come and get recruited through us. You put your jobs, your resumes up, and then we work with the companies to fill positions that they're looking for. And we want to make this the number one online destination for Asian American women and connect them to the rest of the world. We have some great upcoming interviews. Obviously, Devin, because her parent, well, not her father is affiliated with us, and so is Kiko. Yoko Ono, we have an interview coming up in August, and Suchin Pak's going to be next month's cover girl. And that's about it. Anyone have any questions or comments? And also, if you can, go to AsianceMagazine.com online and check it out. And send me an email. Send the staff an email. Thank you.
Questions?
Yeah.
When you originally thought up the idea of the story business?
I was on break. My friend Helen was reading my InStyle magazine, which is for non-Asian women. So it just came up. I started talking to her about it. I realized that there wasn't an Asian women's magazine, and she said, no, there wasn't. I said, would you like one if they had one? And she said, definitely. So I said, well, I'm going to start one. Let's start one. Let's test it online first, because all the hard copies went under before us. And that's what we did. And the hits just went up. It took off. Everything shifted. The whole industry shifted online. Investors now are very interested in social networks. And so I think we got really lucky with the timing and everything. And we were kind of positioned ahead of everybody else because of testing it online. And I think we made good business decisions where we did the lowest cost possible, which was online, instead of going out and doing a full hard copy and testing it that way. So we made every right business decision first, and now it's kind of showing. So hopefully it'll just keep growing and growing and make a name for itself.
What type of ways do you use to do you just put it up online and want people to come to it, or do you actually go out and feed it to people?
Right, it's up online. Yeah, it's up online right now. We're doing our promotional tour, which will start in September. We wanted to get the whole thing built first before we go out. We don't want to promote it where it's like, half done. So we're going to do that first, make sure that's up. But, everything, that's what's so great about this, is all our traffic is really through word of mouth right now, and maybe doing a couple of our sponsorships, like we do the films, we do some of the film festivals, and we're easily searched on Google, like under Asian American Women's Magazine, Asian American Magazine, things like that. And also our celebrity interviews, like we got a huge with The Curse of the Golden Flower, Gong Li, we got hugely picked up in China for that. And then I guess like through search, most of it right now, and word of mouth. But we have a huge promotional tour
planned for September. So it's going to be going to a lot of the groups and then some of the colleges and things like that. So all over. And then we're going to do international too. So, yes.
Now, how do you manage different people putting through the PR?
Yeah, we do the PR. It's a lot of PR, a lot of schmoozing, I guess, and a lot of, like, Aishwarya Rai, we, like, promised we would, you know, you have to do some type of bargaining sometime. You got to feel them out and see, you know, what they're looking for. If they want you to promote something this month for, like, an interview next month or in a couple months, you do that. Or if you want to do an interview with them, but they don't want to be asked about a certain thing, you know, you'll comply with that just to get good relationships. And or even you'll interview, like, maybe a lesser-known star to get the higher-known eventually. It's just a lot of... Also, like, this is, like, 4 years in the making of contacts that we've been doing, you know. It's going to events, going to, you know, film festivals, and, you know, working with all kinds of PR people, working with MTV... working with Imagination TV, now AZN, you know, so that's what it's been, like, a lot of networking and building relationships over 4 years so far, you know, and then having this magazine and making it a quality magazine where people want to be in it, so a lot of work. Yeah.
What was your first big, great interview, celebrity?
Well, I was going to say... Well, Gong Li was the hugest, you know, and
she was started out in the beginning.
I know. I'm trying to think. I interviewed Joan Chen for Saving Face. I think that was, like, big because Michelle Krusek, Joan Chen, and then who's the other girl? I forget. It was a lesbian film, but it was, like, more of a, you know, because it was Asian, no one, it debuted at the Toronto Film Festival, so no one really wanted to do it. We were, like, the first ones that were like, we want to interview them, because, you know, the media, you know, no one was really promoting it, so we did it. And I think, yeah, Joan Chen, probably. She was probably the biggest. That was, like, 2005 spring. We did them. So I think that was kind of, like, the big break. And then that same PR people, they did The Curse of the Golden Flower. So they called us back, and they were like, oh, we'd like the interview that you did for Saving Face. Will you do Curse of the Golden Flower? So that's how it works.
How'd you come up with the title Asia?
Well, we were, a couple of my friends and I, we were, like, just scribbling around on paper, and then I knew I wanted something, like, with an A, and that where you knew it was going to be an Asian magazine. So we were just writing, and then I was just like, oh, this is pretty, like, Asian. Because it's kind of like, it's like a pretty name, you know? So that's, it's just stuck. We tried a couple different names, and this one, and people ask, like, what does it mean? And we say, like, Asian influence on American culture. So that kind of... Even though it's not a word, I mean, Google's not a word, you know. Nike wasn't a word. So, but we want to make it like a brand where you know it's, you know, an Asian influence. So that's how it came up. I don't think any other word would really encompass that. But this, you know, when you think of it. So, any other questions? Yes, over there.
Well, do you have plans on making an actual hardcover version of this magazine in the future?
Yes, we're definitely going to do that. We want to get this up and running first efficiently, but we have some plans in the works. Like, people are interested in taking it hard copy, but I just want to make sure we do it the right way, you know, where it's done to the quality that we wanted, and it could mean possibly teaming up with an already established, you know, media company or publisher, hard copy publisher. I think you never know. Like, I don't know where that's going to go right now, but we have a couple ideas. So, yes.
How are you planning to
promote certain promotions, like you're going to go through advertisement, or
yeah, we're going to do advertising, and we're going to do some groups, some specific groups, and some college groups, and teaming up with a couple of media companies. Like, we have a hub, we're working on that now, but it's going to be pretty big. It'll be all over the states, I would say, by next year, around this time. We'll have been down all the coasts. So, all the coasts. We've been down both coasts and all over the cities.
So,
yeah, definitely Hawaii. Yeah. Hawaii's huge, you know? So.
Have you ever done a survey amongst mm-hmm. Asian women to actually see if there is a need for, you know, Asian?
Yeah.
There's so many other different publications out there, right? What makes Asian significant to them?
Well, yeah, we did do a survey. We've done a couple surveys. I actually have a survey here, too. and it's definitely wanted, and I think, like, even by the hit rate that we have, just through word of mouth, I think that kind of solidifies how the need is. And just, too, by the emails we get daily, like, oh, can you do this? Or, oh, we love this, but can you, you know, change this? And yeah, definitely our surveys that we've done, like 95% of the people want, which are Asian American women, want a magazine like this. And I think too, just based off the profiles, like without even promoting my Asians, I think the fact that we have 1,500 and we didn't even promote this yet, and you can't, and the only way you see it is if you log on to the cover, that's it. That's the only way you know that my Asians exists. And I think the fact that we have that many so far, this is kind of like a test in progress also, you know, work in progress. So we're testing it as we go along too. We're not going to launch something if people don't want it, you know. So, yeah, we've done numerous surveys, especially with the entrepreneurial programs we've been to. That's like one of the things that's mandatory for us to do because they're so into numbers, you know, the business schools. So,
how does it feel to be a Caucasian and then, you know, pushing forward some, you know, something that's Asian?
Yeah. Well, I was Asian in another life. No, but all my friends, like all my girlfriends are Asian. I didn't realize that. I mean, I realize it now, but like Hillary, who writes, well, actually, I didn't even put her up. She did the fashion. She's like one of my good friends. And, you know, Landy, all of them are Asian. So it's, I just think there was a need, and, you know, I love writing about these stories, and every time, like, I walk down the street and I see something, it's like, ooh, I mean, this is, like, what I love to do. This is, like, my passion. I quit my job to do this full time. So I don't think it really matters whether I'm Caucasian or not. So, like I said, as long as I get this going in the right direction, and it's, you know, promoting, it's for the betterment and entertainment too for Asian women. I only think that's what matters. That's it.
Yeah. Are you planning to move toward, like, right now you're focused on women. Are you planning to move towards the male?
Yeah. I mean, anybody can join. We have guys that have logged on here, you know, trying to pick up the Asian girls. So, well, right now, that's the target market. You know, you can't be all over the place right now. So, but definitely, I mean, it'll grow into something. Like, we have all kinds. We have all different types of guys online. Even, like I said, a Caucasian guy is married to an Asian woman. You know, he's on. He does a lot with Chinese TV. He's like a documentary filmmaker. So, and he does a lot of things in China, you know, brings stories to the United States. So, I mean, it's people who are interested in Asian culture also. So, anybody can join the network.
I have a question. In August, there will be the interview with Aishwarya.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that will spread the demographic more towards the Indian population?
Yeah, it's hard with that population because I know, you know, I mean, I wanted to showcase women who people know about, you know, like I wanted to put them on the cover who people know, and like she's breaking boundaries, and even though she's South Asian, I mean, a lot of other Asian girls can identify with her, and she's well known and people like admire her, so that's why I want to put her, I wanted to put her up there. But we do get a lot, even like South Asian, like some girls are, you know, Indian, and then they're like Indonesian, like the girl Karen David, she's like South, she's Chinese and she's South Indian, so it appeals to, you know, it's so diverse, the market, I think it appeals to, you know, whether she's strictly, Ashwari is strictly Indian, I mean, she appeals to all kinds of girls that are even mixed, like she appeals to me too, you know, I always like to see what's going on with her, you know, so, does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Did I ask?